Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. It is a short week of work here for the Eagles following Monday night's loss to the Atlanta Falcons. Today, head coach Chip Kelly spoke about how the Eagles tried to defend Julio Jones last night, although Jones did get the better of the Eagles, catching two touchdowns.
You know, as I said last night, the plan with dealing with Julio is very difficult because he lines up in so many different spots. So if you try to double him, where he's going to be the outside right receiver, he's going to be the outside left receiver, he's going to be the inside third receiver, he's going to be the second receiver, then he's going to go in motion. So, you know, we had some doubles on him. We had safeties leaning towards him. I thought obviously in the first half, a couple of those he got were actually, two of the plays were slant plays off of the run game. You know, it was actually a designed run where Matt pulled up and fired the ball backside to him twice. We had press coverage on him, but he got inside leverage on him. And then they made a couple adjustments at halftime. I thought they did a good job. He only had one catch in the second half, but it was a huge catch for him that extended that drive where they went down and got points on it.
The Eagles were only able to run the ball 16 times for 63 yards last night in Atlanta, despite all of the talk this offseason about how strong their running back group is. And according to head coach Chip Kelly, that was just the way the game presented itself.
We're concerned with moving the ball down the field. So at the end of the day, whether we rush it for 399 yards or pass it for 399 yards or whatever, that's not my concern. Whether it's what's the distribution, it's are we moving the football and getting the ball into the end zone is what we're concerned with. How we get it there isn't a concern for us.
Looking ahead to Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys, Kelly is hopeful that his team will clear up the penalties, a problem that plagued the team in Atlanta.
First and foremost, penalties. You know, you go out and you got 10 penalties against Dallas, and you're probably going to end up on the wrong side of the stick. You know, you got to clean up, the things that we can control. And we didn't do a very good job from that standpoint. We also had a turnover that we created that we had to call back because of a penalty on the defensive side of the ball. So when you really look at how many yards we lost on the offensive side of the ball and a turnover on the defensive side of the ball, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. And none of that, you know, the penalty on the defensive side of the ball didn't affect the rush or the fumble or the fumble recovery. You know, it was down the field. So that part of it's got to clean up. You know, if you're going to be a good football team in this league, you can't be a highly penalized team in this league.
Looking at this week of coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, we will once again hear from Chip Kelly on Wednesday, along with Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray. Then on Thursday, we will hear from Kelly once again, along with Malcolm Jenkins and D'Amico Ryans. And for all the latest Eagles news, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.